K. Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Tomorrow is Election Day. Today, the focus is on the battleground states, including Pennsylvania, Kamala Harris, and Allentown.
We are not going back because ours is a fight for the future.
Donald Trump in Reading.
The ball is in our court. All we have to do is get out and vote, and we walk away with the greatest political event in history, but much more important, it's going to be the event that saves our country.
A Pennsylvania judge has ruled that Elon Musk's $1 million a day voter sweepstakes can continue through tomorrow's election. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says about 60 guardsmen from six states have been activated by their governors for election support. And in D.C.,
Secretary Austin approved a request last week from the District of Columbia for D.C. National Guard troops to support the D.C. Fire and Emergency Medical Services from November 5 through 13.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammy McCormick.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The RNC is suing Milwaukee over the early voting process. A court filing shows Republicans are claiming the city limited and prohibited the observation of voting at polling stations during the early voting period. The RNC claims that at several polling locations, the number of observers was arbitrarily limited to two or four, despite the facilities being able to accommodate more. The lawsuit seeks a temporary restraining order and an injunction. They want the city to allow public observation in accordance with the law. Last-minute Milwaukee visits had surrogates from both sides in the city yesterday. Former President Barack Obama campaigned for Kamala Harris at the Baird Center, making an attempt to lure undecideds with money talk.
When I talk to folks that are genuinely undecided, the first thing they'll say is that they want a president who will improve the economy. And that makes sense. Even though wages are steadily growing, unemployment is relatively low, inflation is finally slowing, but the price of everything from healthcare to housing to groceries is still too high.
Obama did say that Trump tries to take credit for an economy that Obama said he created. Later yesterday afternoon, the Trump campaign had Tulsi Gabbard, Danica Patrick, and Sage Steele trying to court women voters with claims that Democrats are undermining women's rights. Most final polls have the race neck and neck. There's more about how to participate tomorrow at civicmedia.us/vote. Federal agents will be at some Milwaukee polling sites tomorrow. They'll be monitoring compliance with voting rights laws. The Justice Department's Civil Rights Division will be coordinating the effort, deploying staff to observe and address potential issues. A statement says the monitoring is part of the department's regular practice to ensure fair and accessible elections. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
The Packers lose to Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had an early field goal, then trailed the rest of the night, losing 24-14 to the Lions at Lambeau Field. Dropped passes and penalties killed the Packers. Running back Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, man, a lot of self-inflicted wounds, a lot of momentum killers. You know, we've been getting away with a lot of it because we've been kind of masking it with the wins. But when you play a good team, man, you know, all the little things catch up to you.
The Packers now head into their bye week at 6-3 in third place behind Detroit and Minnesota in the NFC North Division. NBA, Bucks and the Cavaliers in Cleveland tonight. Bucks forward Bobby Portis says his home was broken into during Saturday night's game in Milwaukee and says several personal items were stolen. Baseball, the Brewers with two players winning Gold Glove awards for the first time since 1979. Second baseman Bryce Turang and outfielder Sal Frelick.
It's definitely cool. A little surreal still, and I think even cooler to do it, you know, with Bryce.
That's Sal Frelick with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with showers and even a few thunderstorms, a low near 60. And rain around for Tuesday, diminishing throughout the day, highs into the upper 60s and breezy. Sunshine returns for Wednesday, highs mid-50s. Currently at 62 degrees.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Well, woman pleads guilty to trying to smuggle 29 turtles across a lake in Vermont into Canada by kayak so they could eventually be sold in Hong Kong.
So they could vote illegally in November.
Stop box turtles from voting. She's facing 10 years in prison.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Did you get Norske Nook pie for breakfast? Mr. Bach, I don't see any raspberry cream cheese pie over by you, so point for me. Good morning, Mr. Bach.
Sometimes you're just incredibly mean.
Can we be happy for the fact that Todd Alba is delivering pies? Don't we have the best co-workers here?
Oh, yeah, great. With you literally rubbing pie in my face.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, we broadcast from Madison with Deborah Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski as we kick off Election Day in Wisconsin.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
Hey, thank you for listening to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Thank you for listening. Jazzed as hell to introduce to you Alex Lazary. He's a Democratic National Committee member, formerly in the Obama White House, and a former Milwaukee Bucks executive. Alex, welcome to the show, man. Good to see you.
Thanks so much for having me.
It is my pleasure, man. What are we at? 24, 25, 20, 12, 13, 14 hours. The polls open here, Alex, in 14 hours. How are you feeling these days?
Nauseously optimistic, yeah. I think is the phrase I've been hearing. And, you know, I think what I feel great about is, one, we have the better candidate. And, you know, what I remember even from my days with the NBA, you always felt good if you had the best player on the floor.
Yeah.
And that's what we have. So that gives me a lot of hope. We've got, I think, at least here in Wisconsin, the best state party of, you know, Democrat or Republican anywhere in the country. So, you know, I'm feeling, you know, again, nauseously optimistic about Wisconsin. This is going to be a close election. And I think this is something we've been saying for months now, that this is going to be close. And, you know, finally we're at judgment day.
Alex, you talked about the best player of the game and perhaps with the DNC with Ben Wickler, the best coach perhaps. But what about the ground game here? I've been really impressed with how the Democrats, and specifically here in Wisconsin, have been really working the ground game, getting people out. What's your assessment?
I think that's right. I mean, I think there's a reason, you know, we've been able to win, what is it, 7 of the last 8 statewide elections. And I think that has a lot to do with the apparatus and the infrastructure that Ben Wickler and everyone at the party has been able to put together. And you know, I think that's where we have an advantage. You know, again, look, if you're going to lose a state by 4 or 5 points, the infrastructure and apparatus probably isn't going to make that much of a difference. But in an election and in a state where everything is decided by 1 or 2, that infrastructure could be the difference. And, you know, quite frankly, I think will be the difference in this election.
In my understanding, the Republicans kind of farming out their ground game to some degree. I think there's perhaps different motivations for folks on all the different sides. Wisconsin, you know, part of the blue wall, Alex, Pennsylvania, Michigan. I mean, there's a lot that can go into this. How do you think we're going to pair up in Pennsylvania? A lot of folks paying attention. We had you know, both candidates here in Milwaukee last Friday. If you try to drive around downtown Milwaukee, you know how it is. Bridges are closed. Streets are closed. Wisconsin being paid attention to very much by both candidates. But Pennsylvania seems to be the spot. What do you think?
I think Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, what we've been kind of calling the blue wall for, you know, since 2016, I think is going to be the ballgame. And I think, you know, if Vice President Harris can hold the blue wall, she's the next president of the United States. If there's a crack in the blue wall, we've got to pick something else up. But I think where you look at where we are with Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, again, this is going to be a close election, right? Like, even saying I'm optimistic about Wisconsin doesn't mean I think we're going to win by Obama-era margins.
Yeah.
I don't even think we're going to win by Tony Evers-era margins, right? I think what we're going to win by is what's kind of happened in the last two presidential cycles, where Trump won by less than a point, and then Biden won by less than a point. And I think we're probably on track to do that here in Wisconsin. And I think Pennsylvania and Michigan, again, are going to be close. And so I think what we've got to do is control what we can control. That is having an incredible closing argument. I think the VP's closing argument is spot on, talking about how she's going to be the president for everyone, whether you vote for her or not. I was at her speech at the Ellipse in D.C., last week. And I think that argument is just spot on. You're even seeing at her latest rallies, she's not even mentioning President Trump. And I think that's important when you're looking at where the two candidates are and what their closing arguments are. You've got the vice president talking about being a president for everyone, making sure that, that she's going to listen and give everyone a seat at the table, and how she doesn't want to just be the president for Democrats, but she's going to be a president for you, whether you voted for her or not. And former President Trump is talking about, past grievances and an enemies list and, fake nationality issues with the best basketball player in the world. So I think you're kind of seeing what this closing argument is. And I think it really does come down to, Trump's enemies list versus Kamala's to-do list. And I think that's, when the vice president has put it in those terms, I think you're going to see a lot of people breaking her way towards the end.
Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. That's Alex Lazzari, member of the Democratic National Committee. Thank you, Alex, for joining us. Just as observing, not even like bringing into the content of either a Harris campaign rally or a Trump rally, it's just so much seems so much more uplifting and happy listening and hearing Harris talk versus hearing Trump talk. It is, regardless of what they're saying, just the tone, the mannerisms, the sweating. It's just an entirely different world. But one thing has changed, though, I want to get your sense on, Alex. The Dobbs decision came down to 2022, right? That wasn't the case for 2020 or certainly for 2016. And if you believe the polling, and I'm questionable on the polling, but some of the late polling coming and saying that it's older women. Women are breaking towards Harris. How much of do you think Dobbs is going to play into this? And will that be, something that will maybe not be represented in the earlier polling and comparing it to 16?
Look, I think, women's health, with the ability for women to make their own healthcare decisions and be equal citizens to men in this country, I think is going to have a dramatic impact on this election. I mean, I think when you look at the Republican plan for, a national abortion ban and some of the intense anti-choice restrictions that they've put in states where you've got the Republican, trifecta, compared to what the vice president is saying, which is she wants Roe to be the law of the land. And I think you're seeing a lot of women and, quite frankly, a lot of men saying that I won't, this is an issue that's important to me as a man. My wife is the chief of staff at Planned Parenthood Wisconsin. I see how important day to day in her work that this issue is. This is not just a women's issue. This is a men's issue as well. And making sure that women have the ability to make their own healthcare choices. And I think, that's where you're seeing some of the extremism on the Republican Party. And I think it just comes down to, Dobbs. I think it's going to come down to the economic message. And I think the overall message, again, that the vice president is ending with, which is talking about being a president for everyone and turning the page. I think what we've seen over the last 8-10 years is I think people are just really tired of the division and really tired of pitting Americans against each other and talking about the enemy within, right? The president, the former president, talks about, fighting the enemy within, which are Democrats. And I think this is, a huge issue when we're really thinking about who we want as the next president and where we want the future of this country. I think turning the page and, getting to a place where we can disagree without being disagreeable, I think is something all Americans are looking for. And I think it's why the vice president, I'd rather be in her position heading in to Election Day than his.
Alex, it's exhausting. It really has been. And with regards to Dobbs, I mean, I'm reading articles, and I saw one recently, but probably last week. Some young lady ended up dying. I mean, she died. She couldn't get the helps that she needed. And so this is happening in real time. It's not just women, as you mentioned. I mean, that person had a family, had brothers or sisters and a mother and a father and grandparents and people that loved them and wanted to have kids and couldn't do it, couldn't get through and ended up dead because of terrible legislation and you know, folks wanting to tell women that they can't do what they need to do with their own body. I'm sorry, man. That stuff, there are real world implications. Alex Lazary, DNC, the 2025 project, you know, not only are they going to, you know, continue to make women secondhand citizens, now they want to dismantle our administrative state and what? Bring in lackeys? How much do you think that's playing in? Do you think that's resonating, that the thought that these folks would come in and just overhaul government as we know it?
I think like the corruption of the Trump administration is playing a huge role in this. Yeah. And I think when you look at, again, when this is a unique election in that you're, you know, the vice president is running against someone that we don't have to project what they would do. You actually can look at what would happen, and you look at the corruption of the Trump administration, how he has operated, you know, kind of his entire life, versus the vice president, who, you know, has been the top law enforcement officer in California, who has fought for equality and justice, no matter who you are, for everyone. I think to me, the choice is clear. And obviously for me, the choice is very clear. But again, I think when we're talking about these late undecideds and we're looking at this final pitch and how the vice president is making it versus the former president, I think it's becoming pretty crystal clear. And I think it's, again, why her closing message versus his is so spot on and why I've been really proud of their campaign. They're not getting attached to all the noise. And, you know, President Clinton said at his convention speech, don't count the eyes, count the lies. Don't count the lies, count the eyes. And it's because the former president is focused on himself. That's who he cares about. But when you see the vice president, she cares about everyone. And she's talking about how she's going to create a country and an economy that's going to work for everybody, for everyone to get ahead. Not about punishing anybody, but making a rising tide that's going to lift all boats. And I think that's the kind of leader we need in this country, someone who is going to work with Democrats and Republicans. That's also why we got to send Tammy Baldwin back to the Senate, because she has a proven track record of getting things done. You know, when I ran for Senate, I had a little note card of all the money that she's brought back to Wisconsin and all the things that she's done for Wisconsinites. And I think that's why, again, we're going to have my hope is we're going to have a really great night tomorrow night.
Alex, last 60 seconds, the economic message. Obviously, what resonates with people most right now is inflation, but there's other factors.
You just look at trying to build on what we've done the last 4 years. I think you already know, like, you know, as the vice president has said, you know, prices are still too high. She's going to take on price gouging. The first candidate ever to talk about taking on price gouging. She's going to make sure that anyone making less than $400,000 a year is going to get a tax cut. And I think that's what's important. She's going to put more money back into working people's pockets. She's going to make it so that you have the ability to get ahead, and that if you play fair and play by the rules, that you can succeed. I think with Vice President Kamala Harris, the American dream can become a reality again, and that's why we need to elect her tomorrow.
Alex Lazary, member of the Democratic National Committee, former Obama White House, former Milwaukee Bucks executive. Thank you. Good to see you again, Alex.
Great to see you guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, folks. This is the Dom Salve Show. Coming back with your calls, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they, them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1500 watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
And welcome back to the Dom Selfie Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line. It's a text line. We will get to all of them shortly. I want to thank our most recent guest, Alex Lazary, Democratic National Committee member, former Bucks executive, former White House staffer as well. Appreciate Alex coming around these days, man. These are the best days. Everyone's got something to say. Elections tomorrow, man. We're right on the edge. What's going to happen? I don't know. Nauseously
optimistic. I really like that. I'm holding on to that. My goodness, do I feel it.
But I'm not nauseous.
I am.
I'm not. Must be all those self-medicating, but I feel pretty damn good right now. And, you know, everyone's cautious, certainly, and perhaps many of us are nauseous, but still optimistic, at least here in the state of Wisconsin. And appreciate Alex coming around, Ben Wickler, earlier in the show. Still working, still hustling, folks. If you care, if it matters, you can still jump on, you can still help out. You can go to wisdems.org, I believe, and check it out and just Google it, find out what's going on around you. These last few minutes, these last few hours, this less than a day, it will matter. And if you can drag one or two out, you know, if you got bring three friends and three of their friends bring three friends and we can all buy our soap together. It's going to be great. 855-752-4842. Let's get to the lines. Cindy from Appleton, my old stomping grounds. I was there yesterday. Welcome, Cindy. What do you got?
Well, I have a few things. First of all, your last caller, Pete, is a little bit off base. Apparently, he did not listen to, I don't remember, it was Maggie Dawn or Dean that had that general that was a former Republican on talking about how dangerous Donald Trump is.
Yeah.
Apparently, he missed that show. Also, here's a man who is willing to lay his life out on the line to save our democracy, but yet he's voting for a man who's told us he's going to eliminate our democracy and our Constitution, and he's also told us he's going to eliminate Social Security, well, not eliminate, but cut benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and for veterans. So how does somebody who put their life on the line vote for someone who wants to take all this away?
Yeah. Yeah, those are great questions, Cindy, and perhaps next time we talk to Pete, we will ask him. I would also remind Pete, who said he was a disabled veteran, if you believe the reporting, if you believe what some of the folks around him, it was General Kelly, I forget which one it was, Milley, when Donald Trump was bothered by the sight of wounded veterans, and when he talked about the suckers and losers that were dead in the cemetery, you know, this is that, and this is a guy, as Cindy mentioned, would terminate parts of the Constitution. if he had the ability to do so. And this is a guy who did not uphold his oath to protect and defend the Constitution when he ordered a mob to attack the Capitol because he lost an election. There is no honor in any of those things. Zero. The Warhawk comment, and I can appreciate that. No, man, I'm not a Warhawk. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, man, that's all what I'm about. But certainly things happen, unfortunately. And yeah, we did get lied into wars. You know, we talk about Cheney. I mean, we're talking about conflict here. We have Dick Cheney's supporting Harris and not Trump. Not because she wants Harris to start World War III, but because Trump is so antithetical to the concept of the Constitution and what this country is about. Even Darth Vader warmonger Dick Cheney recognizes that. So it's not that I'm supporting Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney's so concerned, he's supporting Harris. And so it was the Republicans that lied us into the Iraq War, if I recall, right? No, this is not about warmongering. Even the support that is given that we as a country have provided to Ukraine, and of course the European countries have as well. I mean, what happens? What would Trump do? He would just acquiesce? Okay, you can have it. We're not doing that anymore. Good luck, Ukraine. Have at her. And what? Poland's next? You know, peace in our time? Google it. Google it. Peace in our time. So it's a dangerous world, no doubt. But I believe that Harris has the mental capacity to sift through some very complex and difficult situations and not think about padding her pocket, or if at the end of the war he's going to have a place to, she's going to have a place to build a hotel. You see what I'm saying? 855-752-4842. Eric from, oh Lord, stuck in Lodi again. Welcome, Eric. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I just wanted to take maybe 30 seconds and just ask the Trumpers and the Trump-leaning independents that maybe haven't made up their mind yet a couple of questions. And I guess I want to know, doesn't the constant anger, grievance, and whining wear you down? Don't you get tired of being angry, pessimistic, and defensive? I mean, I work with people that are Trumpers. I know what they gripe and whine about. They're angry and they're pessimistic. What's it like to live in a world where all you see is foreigners and hellscapes and insults? I would imagine the ever-growing list of the conspiracy theories would be difficult to keep up with. Or much to defend. Not to mention the endless pressure to buy his merch or his constant demands for money. You know, yeah. Wouldn't you rather view your neighbors, guys, as friends instead of with suspicion? Don't you think it would be nice to have a family Thanksgiving without arguing or even maybe be invited to one for change? I mean, isn't it time to put away the suspicion of your fellow Americans and embrace them? I mean, they could continue to see the world with anger and resentment, but I think don't they want to see with better eyes than that? I mean, it confounds me. It's exhausting.
I was just going to say, man. Go through
these mental gymnastics.
Eric, great points, and thank you for the call. It reminds me of the Big Lebowski when Lebowski beats Bunny by the pool, and Bunny's buddy is passed out floating on in the water, and Bunny asks if she wants to blow on her wet fingernails, and Lebowski looks over looking concerned that maybe she's hanging out with this guy who's passed out in the pool, and she's like, oh, don't worry about him, he's a nihilist. Lebowski says, huh, sounds exhausting. It does sound exhausting. It does. You know, all the angst and the hatred, and I know, you know, hey, why do you guys hate Trump so much? Ah, you know, number one, don't frame it like that. I don't hate anybody, man, because hate takes a lot of energy. You don't get that from me. You're not going to get that from me. I don't hate Trump. I don't like him. But hate, man, it's like a bag of bricks. Just drop it. Let it go. And let's work on better things. Moving forward, not lamenting the musings of a 78-year-old crazy man. 855-752-4842. How about a 53-year-old crazy man?
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee, 540 WAUK.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee Alderman Jonathan Brostoff has died. We're working on learning more about what happened. Mayor Cavalier Johnson and the Common Council have issued statements praising his dedication and enthusiasm, describing the 3rd District Representative as a passionate advocate for the betterment of our community. Brostoff was a former Wisconsin State Assembly member and the father of 3. There were no kids on the bus involved in a fatal Greenfield accident this morning. It happened at around 9 a.m. when a school bus returning from its morning routes collided with 4 other vehicles. That was at the intersection of 27th Street and Howard. The crash resulted in the death of a 26-year-old Milwaukee woman and left 4 others, including the bus driver, injured. Maguanago police are still investigating a shooting that left a man and a woman dead inside of a home Friday. Authorities have not officially identified the victims. However, it's being reported that one of the dead may be Maguanago school board member Vito Schwartz. His death was announced by the district Saturday. Despite the circumstances, police are assuring the public that there is no ongoing threat. On election eve, the Walzes will be in Milwaukee. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and his wife Gwen are set to rally at State Fair Park tonight. It's set for 6 this evening, which could impact the evening commute. The Harris-Walz campaign event is said to feature a musical performance from Eric Paday. Senator J.D. Vance is also spending some final campaign moments in Wisconsin. Don't wear your MAGA hat or your Kamala shirt to the polls when you go to vote. Lisa Hale has more.
When people are passionate about their candidate, they tend to wear that passion via garb, a t-shirt, a hat, and or campaign buttons. Any display of support for a candidate or for a position on the ballot is considered electioneering and is not allowed at the polls.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Martha Stewart might be dealing with a hangover due to her displeasure with her biopic Martha on Netflix. While promoting her new cookbook during an appearance on a game show similar to Family Feud, she took a shot at Ryan Reynolds. When asked which actors she would like to hang out with in real life, she listed George Clooney, her pal Snoop Dogg, and Brad Pitt, but made a point to say Ryan Reynolds is not funny in real life, adding that he is very serious. She also acknowledged her comments might not go over so well since the two are neighbors in real life. Despite the final season of Succession bringing Kieran Culkin his first Golden Globe Award, the actor has still not seen the series finale. In a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Culkin said he missed it because he was in Poland filming a movie and then went right to a vacation with his family. The actor told Colbert he knows what happens, but just sort of missed his chance. If only there was a way he could still watch it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with showers and even a few thunderstorms, a low near 60. And rain around for Tuesday, diminishing throughout the day, highs into the upper 60s and breezy. Sunshine returns for Wednesday, highs mid-50s. Currently at 62 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Charles Franklin from Marquette University Law School. This is the last poll before we will go to the polls.
In the presidential race, we have it at a 1-point Harris lead, 48 to 47, with 5% undecided. And how those people make up their minds, who to vote for or if to vote, that's easily enough to sway this race.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is here. It is election day. Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. Make sure you go to vote. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Also on the Facebooks, on the YouTubes, man, people are going off over there. And the text line will get to you as well, but be patient. Want to throw a couple more thoughts out there for your consideration. Some folks wonder, wow, how can you possibly have such angst and ill will towards former President Donald Trump? No, I don't hate. God, it seems exhausting. Hate. It's not hate. It's massive criticism. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. observations. It's, mm-hmm.
disgust. It's
analysis of behavior that I wouldn't allow my children to watch. Huh. There's mm-hmm. also lots of ways to do it, but no, man, come on, hate. The New York Times, Trump, in increasingly dark and dour tones, says he shouldn't have left the White House.
Yeah.
Donald J. Trump, who sought to overturn his loss of the 2020 election, also suggested he didn't mind if reporters were shot. Wait, that I resembled
that. He didn't.
I'm a reporter.
Mind.
You know, I've asked questions.
You are the enemy of the people, Dom.
Enemy. Yeah, so these kinds of things, and it's just another example. It's the most recent example, and this one articulated today by the New York Times, November 4th, updated at 9:19 a.m. Eastern Time. God, I hate daylight savings. With 2 days left in his third presidential campaign, Trump told supporters at a Pennsylvania rally that he shouldn't have left the White House, and at the end of his term, escalated his unfounded claims of voter fraud and said, I don't mind if reporters mm-hmm. are shot at. We have some of the sound.
We do.
Thank you. Would you please, let's play it for the people. Trump, he should never have left. Well, aren't you supposed to leave when you lose? I'm just...
And I do... Pete, I want you to listen. Listen to this. On the phone, you were demanding that I give you reasons why I really dislike Trump. These are his own words.
So this would be one of the reasons?
This is two of them, yeah.
Okay, let's hear
it. All right, let's hear.
We had the safest border in the history of our country the day that I left. I shouldn't have left. I mean, honestly, because we did so well. We had such a great... So now...
You lost. You literally lost.
I mean,
every polling booth has hundreds of lawyers standing
there. Every booth?
It's all about the lawyers. Everybody's standing... Lawyers. Nobody should have that. You should have a damn ballot... And you hand it in.
Yeah, that's called voting. And if you have that damn ballot and way to mock the election system of that, you know, it supports the democracy that you want to destroy in the same breath that you're saying you never should have left, when those damn ballots are all filled out and handed in and counted mm-hmm. and you lose, dude, you don't get to stay regardless of the great job you thought you were doing. Because that's how democracy works.
Mm-hmm.
But there's more.
There is more, Dom.
But wait. There's more. Worse. Let's hear what he had to say about the press.
Yeah.
And I have this piece of glass here. But all we have really over here is the fake news, right?
It's nice to hear that he has a new original. Quotes.
To get me, somebody would have to shoot through the fake news. And I don't mind that so much because I don't mind.
He doesn't mind that so much.
Not so much.
Oh, but you think maybe that was it? Oh, no. Oh, no. According to the New York Times, Trump went on. Quote, later acknowledging a gap in the protective glass, he gestured to the press area. They're my glass. Those people are my glass. Let's think about this for a minute. Trump is comparing the press, the media, you know, freedom of the press. It's in the Constitution. It's a thing. The Fourth Estate is basically human shields. They are my glass. Those people are my glass. You have to shoot through them to get to me, and I don't mind. See, that's some twisted ass talk, Pete. That's not acceptable for anybody, let alone the President of the United States. So you want to vote for that guy? I mean, you have your constitutional right to vote however you want. All you folks mm-hmm. do. Mm-hmm. But would you want your kids to be in the press or even in the area? Hey, shoot through them. You're my glass. You're my glass. Just put all the people in front, right? There's a lot of condemnation of terrorist groups using people as human shields. Literally, that was what Trump said. They're my glass. The press, as he gestured to the press, those people are my glass. 855-752-4842. Joe from Madison. Happy days, Joe. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, gang. Good to hear you. I, too, wanted to offer some thoughts for Pete, who was wanting to know why people were frustrated with Donald Trump. And I would add in here Mr. Trump's how he treats veterans, especially disabled veterans. Mm-hmm. This is a MSNBC story. You can look it up. It's a MSNBC from September 22, 2023. And the title of it is Disabled Vets Seem to Get Respect from Everyone But Donald Trump. And it recounts a story that's been told before where Chief of Staff Mark Milley, General Mark Milley, at his opening for when he got this position, he chose a veteran to sing God Bless America. And that person was a veteran named Luis Avila. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. And this is for his welcoming ceremony. In the court, Avila definitely had gone through great woes. 5 combat tours. He lost a leg, suffered brain damage, 2 heart attacks, and 2 strokes. Oof. So he's in a wheelchair. It's a bit rainy on the rain softened ground. And apparently he almost fell over in his wheelchair and several people came over to help him. Trump did compliment him after he sang, but then he turned on Milley and said in a loud enough voice for multiple people to hear, quote, "Why do you bring people like that here? No one wants to see that, the wounded," end quote. Mm. And he then said to Milley, he said, "Don't you ever have that guy appear in public again." So as a disabled vet, I think you might want to look at that. I know for me, there are people in my extended family, we've got several people who were just disabled during the course of their service. This doesn't sit well. It doesn't sit well. If anything, we should be completely respectful to people who have gone through it for in service to their country. And apparently that's true for Pete. So I don't quite understand why he would want to vote for somebody who treats his service with such disrespect, I guess is a way to say it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Appreciate your contribution as well. And Pete's calling, but Pete, just so you know, we take one call per person per day. You can get another crack at me tomorrow, and I encourage you to do so. Mm-hmm. You are inspiring lots of folks. 855-752-4842. But there's more than just Trump out there. We do have some Kamala Harris sound. So instead of Trump's, you know, musing that he never should have left the White House, even though he lost the election with those damn ballots, and even though he says there's hundreds of lawyers in each voting booth, you know, if Harris wins, there's not going to be any cows. There's not going to be anything.
I know. I mean,
and beyond the fact that you have to shoot through the fake news to get to Trump, which he apparently is fine with, the murder of, you know, innocent journalists who are just doing their job. What does Trump say? I'm fine with that. So he's okay with that. But there's more. Harris. Well, she was at a church service in Detroit. It was a little more uplifting. Well, this one goes out to all the folks who perhaps think that Harris is a godless antichrist.
Yeah, yeah. Let's take a listen.
Let us answer then, not just with our words, but with our works. Not just with our faith, but with our feet as we walk to the polls. And let us use our power to advance the cause of freedom, opportunity, and justice. Yes, let us turn the page and write the next chapter of our history, a chapter grounded in a divine plan big enough to encompass all of our dreams, a divine plan strong enough to heal division, a divine plan bold enough to embrace possibility. God's plan.
God's plan. You know, I'm not a huge fan, but I appreciate the sentiment, Kamala Harris. Another one, I think this was also very telling, referencing the war in Gaza. Again, this is a weak spot for the Harris campaign, being tied to Biden, being tied to the aid to the Netanyahu administration, mm-hmm. and what they're doing with that. Let's hear cut number 2 from Kamala Harris, please.
given the scale of death and destruction in Gaza, and given the civilian casualties and displacement in Lebanon, it is devastating. And as president, I will do everything in my power to end the war in Gaza. To bring home the hostages, end the suffering in Gaza, ensure Israel is secure, and ensure the Palestinian people can realize their right to dignity, freedom, security, and self-determination.
Wow, that's a different vibe than what we're hearing out of the Trump campaign these days. And apparently went over very well with the crowd. 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line. It's a text line. Uncle Tony from Columbus says, oh, Dom, he was just kidding about the media being shot. Get over it. He had a little sarcastic note there. Yeah, I get you, Uncle Tony. Go Lions, get over it, Packer fans. Oh, Tony, you went there. I didn't go there. Uncle Tony said that. Yes, I am a Lions fan, and yes, I did watch that game, or at least listen to it and watch the last quarter. And yeah, the Lions are the real deal. So you don't like that? You can call me 855-752-4842. You're a Packer. Are you a Packer fan? I want to assume.
I have trouble watching football.
Yeah.
I just see all their brains turning too mush, and I don't like it.
That's a little tough.
It's a little tough.
It's tough. 855-75-CIVIC. Liz Cheney, the Liz Republican, Cheney. The daughter of Darth Vader, not Leia, Liz Cheney, her dad's Darth Vader. She was on The View this morning. She had some interesting things to say. Let's hear what the former Congress lady had to say. Cut number one.
Sure.
Some of they have actually, you know, talked about repealing the 19th Amendment. Some of those people working for Donald Trump. So, so people, really remember the misogynist aspect of all of this.
Well, what were you thinking when Trump said last week that he was going to help women, whether they like it or not?
Yeah. I have a better idea. Let's defeat Donald Trump tomorrow, whether he likes it or not.
Let's defeat Donald Trump tomorrow, whether he likes it or not. Well, he's not going to like it, and he's not going to accept it, and he's going to continue to do the same thing Donald Trump always does, because guys like Donald Trump never think that guys like Donald Trump can lose. Mm-hmm. Period. And repeal the 19th Amendment. Are you kidding me? And some of the super wacko righty religious folks that are like on that, like, oh, you know, women got to, you know, basically serve men and tone down and maybe smile more. Good luck with that messaging. I did see a picture of in the social medias of someone voting in their Handmaid's Tale outfit. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was ironic. I do want to correct the record. I did say I saw a picture of a bunch of cabinet members with their faces ovaled out, and only one or two had. You could see who they were. But we saw the Washington Post just found it. About half of Trump's cabinet are supporting him.
Correct.
Okay, about half.
About half.
That's got to be the lowest ever. I mean, it's got to be the lowest ever.
The lowest, maybe,
I don't know.
Ever.
We'd have to go back and look, but I cannot imagine. And not only like not supporting him, but coming out on the record and saying, reading the Merriam-Webster definition of a fascist and saying, oh, yeah, that applies to Trump. So, folks, if you don't know the Merriam-Webster definition of fascist, you can go to m-w.com. I know I go there a lot. You can find definition. I read a lot. There's words I don't know. I gotta look
them
up.
I'm really glad that you looked things up.
My Google ain't broke, nor is yours. You can go find it. But when you go find out how many people in Trump's orbit, in his cabinet, in that first administration that everyone says was so great, are now coming out and say, oh, hell no, he should be nowhere near the Oval Office again. These are conservatives, lifelong conservatives, lifelong service members and administrators and bureaucrats. Folks, this is the Dom Salve Show. One last segment, 855-752-4842.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK. This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
He is a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy. One of Wisconsin's own, Dobie Maxwell, joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabe, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the?
You got Amish. Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Whispering. The time has passed for choices.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines right now. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVICS. It's the phone line. It's a text line. Love this one. Catherine from Madison. Dom, tell me how many people Kamala has joked about getting shot? Both sides do it, quote unquote. That's a great point, Catherine, and thank you for making it. Do we have any cuts of Kamala joking about people getting shot?
No.
People getting hit?
No.
No? No, people being, press being used as human shields to
not
protect
them?
No, I don't.
Not a one.
Apparently that comes mostly from one side. And I would also suggest, emphatically, if someone on quote unquote my side, whatever side that is of that day, is talking about people getting shot as a joke, come on, no, that's bad. We don't do that. That's the point of representative government, so we don't shoot each other in the streets. See, and we address our differences through the political process, and part of that process is accepting the fact that. That while you may hold some very fervent beliefs about X, Y, or Z, if 50% plus one don't believe what you believe, you don't get that thing. And you don't get to force other people that thing. And it sucks. Man, I didn't want Trump as president last time, but there we were. And we got it. And I wasn't lamenting overturning the government. I wasn't sitting there saying all the conspiracy theories. I wasn't going QAnon. I wasn't charging the mound. Ah, that sucks. Move on. Win next time. Try that attitude sometimes, folks. Because just because you believe it with all your heart and all your soul, and you think, I can't believe all these other people don't believe what I believe. Let me tell you something. I got a lot of beliefs that other people don't believe in. Uh-huh. So what you got to do, you got to suck it up and try to maybe next time convince folks that, yes, absolutely, women should not ever have the right to choose what to do with their own body. If you think you got a winning argument for that, you think that that's how it should be, your justification under God or your justification under the fact you think men are more important than women, Okay, knock yourself out. Do that. But just because you say that, just because you think that, doesn't mean other people do. And if you cannot convince them through a cogent argument and then followed through with a political process to get more votes for whatever it is that you believe in, then let it go. Or here's another thing you could also do. And this is something new that some of you folks might want to try. Maybe what you think is effed up. Maybe you're on the wrong side of that issue. Maybe there's a reason why 80% of the people think X, Y, or Z, and you're one of the 20% that's trying to shove it down their throat. Maybe you could, and I'm just throwing this out there, change your position.
Grow? Evolve?
New information has come to light, man. There's a lot of Lebowski quote going on here today. I'm just saying. 855-752-4842. Yeah, but new information comes to light. You absolutely. Come on. I voted for Republicans. I voted for Libertarians. I voted for Democrats.
Why did you change your mind?
I change my mind all the time.
Yeah.
It's okay. Sometimes I would drive faster than others. Sometimes I want scotch instead of tequila.
Well,
I mean, sometimes I like bacon over sausage. It's just sometimes you can change your mind. It's okay. I'm giving you permission. Doogie from Chi-Town, you're up. Welcome, Doogie. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom and your guest. Welcome. How about them Lions, man?
No, yeah, my man. Like I said.
Yeah. So that's great. I'm happy for them. I'm happy for the Motor City. I'm happy for them.
Yeah, it's great, man.
I'm not a Bears fan anymore.
That town is just lighting up. But unfortunately, you know, listen to Donald Trump. If Harris wins, then the whole country is going to be like Detroit. But which is winning. Don't you want the country to win? Exactly. I'm sorry. You go, Doogie.
Winning. So, like I said, for the last year, you know, I've always said that, you know, the rural white women will not vote for a female president. And so I wanted to give them this call just before the big, huge showdown. I want everybody to prove me wrong. Please, 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 please prove me wrong. And let's have a triumph and let's make history.
Yes, let's do it, Doogie. Amen, brother. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate you calling 855-752-4842. It wasn't just the Iowa poll that came out and said that it's Harris leapfrogged, I believe was the term. Trump now.
She's got him by three.
Now up by three, 47 to 44 in Iowa. Now, again, polls are polls. Take it for what it's worth. But also, Harris has a 4-point lead over Trump in the final PBS News NPR Marist election poll. That out today as well. Harris holding a 4-point lead, 51 to 47. Just outside the poll's 3.5-point margin of error. And to Doogie's point, the Iowa polling saying that older women are breaking to Harris.
Yeah, late deciders are breaking for Harris. There's a lot of people who genuinely hadn't made up their mind yet. They were really wrestling and they're breaking for Harris.
Well, and presumably from what we've seen in the media, Donald Trump is not, you know, providing a solid closing argument. He's talking about shooting the press, getting shot and so on. Folks, thank you so much for listening to the Dom Salvia Show. I want to thank Ben Wickler, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Thank you, Ben. He's going to be a busy guy. Folks, you want something, you want to jump in and help out, look up with Dems. They'll take your feet. They'll take your call. You can do what you can here the next 24 hours. Also, Alex Lazary, he's a Democratic National Committee member, former Bucks executive, former White House Obama White House official as well. And again, once again, our hearts and condolences go out to the Jonathan Brostoff family. Folks, thanks for listening. We'll be out of Madison tomorrow. Go vote.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from our Madison studio, where I welcome King of the Hill and Futurama TV writer Mike Rowe and musician Eric Gelland from Mascot Theory joins me in the studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
See